Hello, Detective. It's so good to see you. What? No. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being honest. No, I swear I'm being honest. I missed you. I'm so glad that you came and visited me. I was hoping that you would. Wasn't sure though. No, I don't want to repent for my crimes. Come on, you know me. Is that really my style? Exactly. It's just this place. I'm going crazy. Wow, that was mean. Just because I'm a supervillain doesn't mean I'm insane. Not completely insane. Fun crazy. You know, the kind of crazy that's fun to date. Nah, this place is just... ugh. Oh, come on. You know me. Do you think that this place is... this is like a holiday, to be frank. It's just a nice... you knew exactly where you were putting me when you arrested me. You knew exactly. It's not the fact that it's prison. Prison is fine. I can deal with that. It's the inmates. No, it's not that. They're just so mopey, maudlin. All of them, every single one of them. It's pathetic. I mean, I wasn't going to do this. I wasn't going to moan. But you're just so easy to talk to. You get me. You understand me. And I haven't had that in my life. People either wanted to use me or they were just there to be used. But you... you're different. I respect you. But these so-called supervillains, ugh! That's ridiculous. It's like being locked in a really ugly concrete building with a bunch of teenagers. They're just pining and whining, and it's so annoying. And all my powers are nullified, so I can't do anything. They just whine. 24/7, just whine, whine, whine. And it's all the same thing. I'm in love with my nemesis, but he doesn't love me. I'm in love with my nemesis, but she sees right through me. I mean, come on, have some self-respect. It's pitiful. What? Of course I'm serious. Every supervillain is in love with their nemesis. It's just... we're really bad at dating. So... yeah, I mean really bad. We try to get their attention and then it gets awkward and weird and we want to say nice things but we end up threatening them and then destroying cities and... but get more than three supervillains together, all we do is whine. Not me, of course. I am not a whiner. I might have whined a little bit, but I have a plan. I have a cunning excuse me, I will have you know that I am a great tactician and I am great at strategy. And okay, I haven't technically had a successful plan as a supervillain, but you see, I was never meant to, because I'm just trying to get your attention. Your attention. Weren't you listening? Every supervillain is in love with their nemesis, so I'm in love with you, and I'm just really bad at dating and asking people out. I mean, you're gorgeous. I mean, oh God, your outfit is just... What outfit? Really? Really? Apparently we're playing this game. Your superhero outfit? Wow. Do people actually buy this? They do. That's kind of impressive. I mean, I knew the first time I saw you that you were... I know. What do I know? Wow, you are really, really going for this plain dumb thing. Okay. Detective, I know that this is your... I was going to say secret identity, but I was never actually sure. Is your pedestrian life your secret identity, or is your superhero life your super identity? Secret. Super. See, I told you I wasn't good at this. I get confused and I get flustered around you. And normally I just, you know, I set things on fire because that's what I do when I feel uncomfortable or threatened or surprised or... just bad. I mean, once you get to know me and I feel comfortable with you, I'm fine. Mostly, I blush a lot. And small fires. But, you know, fire can be good. You know, fires can be really romantic. Candlelight, fireplace, you know, you'll find out. Would you stop with the playing dumb? I know. There you go. What? Okay, you might actually be that dumb. Well, you're pretty, so I guess that's okay. I'm in love with you. I am head over heels stupid in love with you. The honey vixen is in love with you. My nemesis. There you go. But I can never... When you're close, I just get... Ugh. So, you were saying that none of my plans ever work out. Well, actually, they do. Every single time. Because the whole point of everything I do as a supervillain is just to get close to you. Just to engineer a confrontation so I can just... Oh. Fuck, see, this is the problem. I start, and then I can't, I'm talking, fire, but I can't, no fire, see? No fire, just nothing, because everything's nullified in here. I mean, I could find a way around it, but like I said, it's a holiday. You're smart, you're funny, you look good in a leotard. Sorry. Superhero costume, not a leotard, just a really, really tight that just clings and... Damn. So yeah, everything is about getting your attention. But then I get... It just... always goes wrong. I panic and then I just default to, I'm a super villain. I'm going to destroy the city. And then inside I'm going, what the fuck are you saying? How hard is it to ask someone out? It's not that difficult. We've got so much in common. Secret identity, you know, we like the same films. We like, well, you know, I've done a bit of research. It's research. I'm a supervillain. I meant, okay, it was a little bit creepy, but come on. I'm not good at this. And I know you've done the same thing. I've seen you hovering outside my window. I mean, that's creepy. I mean, you've got x-ray vision. That's just... I mean, I'm not saying I don't like the idea, but no, I'm not talking about... I just get stupid around you. Just really, really stupid. And... just every time it's supervillain, superhero facing off, I never make the move. And I've Googled it. I've researched it. Well, I've read Mills and Boone. I've watched like movies and I just, So I came up with a new plan. And this is it. I let you catch me. No. You don't normally catch me. Normally we have a confrontation and I escape. Okay, you don't. Well, do you let me escape? Do you let your nemesis escape? Do you? Now you're the one that's acting all shifty. See, this is the problem. When it's superhero, supervillain, it's just awkward. And especially when you've got news helicopters flying around and you're being filmed and you're... So I thought, why not take that all away? Why not just have a nice little face-to-face without the pressure, without anything? Your secret identity to my secret identity. Well, apart from I'm technically here as a honey vixen, but I don't have any powers right now. So, detective, I really like you. I like you so much. And all I want to do is just take you out, bake you a cake, and just spoil you. You let me escape every time. Every single time. You could have arrested me anytime you wanted. I mean, you are powerful. You're... You never really wanted me to be caught, to be cooped up, to be kept in a prison. Because you'd miss me. You've been missing me, haven't you? I mean, that's why you're here, right? Just stop. Stop. I'm being honest. I'm breaking the number one rule. No supervillain is meant to admit that they're in love, that they have a crush on their nemesis. I mean, that's just the first thing you learn at college. College. Supervillain college. You really didn't know about that? Okay. Do you think we just naturally learn how to make these outfits? There are classes. You like my outfit? Really? Nothing. I just, you know, you like my outfit. See, I told you, I blush a lot. You make me blush, that's why I've got the face mask. So, you do let me go, right? You let me go because you didn't... want to put me in prison because... Wow. I mean, I hoped, but I... Oh, boy. Wow. I like you. You like me. I never wanted to destroy a city. I never wanted to hurt anyone, and I never actually hurt anyone. I mean, destruction of property, yes, but I've never hurt anyone. You never wanted me. Sorry, I'm kind of screening here. You never wanted me in prison. You just wanted me around. You're gorgeous, and I didn't mean to say that. So what now? I do my time and then we have dinner? No. Okay. I What? What's wrong? I just kind of lay my heart on the line, and now I'm feeling extremely foolish, and I kind of want to set myself on fire. What do you mean? Yeah, you really aren't as smart as I thought you were. Darling, we can't go. What? Yeah, that's why I always call you darling. I wasn't mocking you, it's just, I like pet names and I like you, so, darling. But that's not the point. We can't go out to dinner tonight because, you might have missed this. I'm in prison. You put me here. I mean, I wanted you to, but, can't really have dinner. Sorry, what? I mean, I guess I could. I mean, really become a superhero? I mean, it's not, is it? It can't be that easy. It is. So you and me as partners. When you say as partners. Wow. So I agree to be a superhero and I get out and we go to dinner. Yes, I renounce all supervillainy. I mean everything. I mean the lasers, the scheming, the cool car, the outfit. Not the outfit. Okay, I'll keep the outfit, but I will change the color scheme. No, you like it. You really like the outfit. Okay. Yeah, no, trust me, I mean, you should, no, not saying that right now, but totally, I want to be a superhero, I want to be a superhero, I have learnt the error of my ways. I mean, just being surrounded by all these villains made me realise that I am on the wrong side, and I truly believe that I just want to get in your costume. I do not want to get in your costume. I just want to be a superhero. And that's what I mean. I want to be in your costume as a superhero and not because I want to. I really want to. I'm not good at this. So, what? An hour. I'll be out in an hour. So, wow, this plan's really going well. I really want to kiss you. I don't. I mean, yes, a bit. Like, not. I'm not pining at all. A bit. I just. Yes, I am bad at this. But I'm going to be a really good superhero. I mean, apart from, I mean, maybe we should maybe go away for a week or so I can just get over the whole awkwardness and setting stuff on fire because you're close and... What? Stop laughing. Stop laughing. Can I keep the name? Honey Vixen. Oh, come on. I can be a superhero called Honey Vixen. What? Do you have any suggestions? You know what? Why don't... We'll talk about it. We will talk about it over dinner. And I like you. And thank you for coming to visit me, detective. And yes, I am. I'm just going to stop talking now. I'm just going to stop talking. Stop. Stop smiling at me like that. I know I'm blushing. Just stop. You are mean for a superhero. Just wait until you get me alone. I am. Woo. It's a good thing I don't have my powers right now because, like, the room would be on fire. Oh, you're amazing. I love you. We can talk about that at dinner too. Okay. I'll see you in an hour. Okay. Bye, detective. It was so nice seeing you. Fuck. Holy fuck, it actually worked. It worked. It worked. I'm going to be a superhero. I'm going to be a superhero. Oh my god, what the hell have I done?